As unions continue to strike at Stop and Shop grocery stores around the Northeast, workers and politicians in Berkshire County are weighing in. It's midday at one of the busiest grocery stores in Pittsfield, but behind a line of sign-holding union members, the honks of support from passing cars echo out across an empty parking lot.
The Mara Road Stop and Shop is a ghost town right now. It has been a ghost town for the last 6 days. The only stragglers coming in at this point are here to pick up their prescriptions or to use the bank.
Melissa May is with the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 1459, based in Springfield.
Part of my job is so beautiful is I get to see that every single parking lot on this side of Western Mass looks the same way.
Stop and Shop is the largest of the union's 60 contracts, with members working at 17 stores throughout Western Massachusetts.
So basically, we asked all of our employees to walk off the job on Thursday the 11th at 1 p.m. By, I would say, 1:15, we had every one of our 1,400 members on the street.
May spoke to WAMC on the sixth day of the strike, which has seen 31,000 workers strike at over 250 stores across three states from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. While many of the stores remain open during the strike, most are operating with greatly reduced services.
We've been negotiating with them on this contract since January. We've met with them about 40 times, and what they want to propose to us and offer us is basically cuts in health care. They want to, get rid of our pension, and we feel that the wage compression does not reflect the wage increase over the next 4 years.
Stop and Shop was bought out by Dutch supermarket operator Ahold in 1995, which merged with Belgian grocery store conglomerate Delhaize in 2016, becoming a new holding company called Ahold Delhaize. With dozens of holdings in almost a dozen countries, its annual revenue is estimated at over 60 billion euros a year.
Stop and Shop is the last unionized store in the area, and all through these negotiations, they have come out and said, this is what we pay you guys, this is what other grocery stores pay for their labor, this is what they offer their employees, you know, why are we offering this to you? So instead of wanting to be a leader and an example about how you should treat your employees, they want you to take it to the level of major corporations such as, you know, Walmart, and not give anybody anything. Keep them at a low wage with no benefits and part-time work. That's their goal.
May said the support from customers has been unbelievable.
They have supported us in many ways, first and foremost by not crossing our picket line, which we are asking everybody not to do. But they have also continued every day to come out with coffee and donuts, with pizza, with personal donations, with gift cards to other stores, just, you know, with well wishes too, you know, keeping our spirits up and making sure they won't come back until we get a fair contract.
As you can see, somebody taped up a receipt on the door over there, a receipt from Big Y that is what they would have spent here if they shopped with us.
Fabio Daniello, 47, lives in Pittsfield and has worked for Stop and Shop for 25 years. He's been through 8 or 9 of the contract negotiations that the company conducts with the union every 3 years. But it's the first time he and his fellow union members have taken to the picket line since he started working for the company.
I think it's brought all the workers closer together. We all feel the solidarity of what we're going through.
Local politicians have joined the picket line.
This starts to capture everything that's wrong with our economy right now.
Democratic State Senator Adam Hines.
Here we have an international conglomerate, a corporation making multiple billions of dollars in 1 year. And then they turn around and ask local employees in our area to increase the amount of that they would spend out of pocket on health care. And that's just one example. And so, you know, it has a huge impact on workers in our community. It has an impact on our community as a whole. And so it just it strikes me as a situation where the math just doesn't add up, and we have to ask more of this company to step up and stand with our workers when they don't.
State Representative Paul Mark of the 2nd Berkshire District, also a Democrat, made an appearance at the strike over the weekend.
When health care benefits or other benefits that employees locally receive are reduced, what that means is more money is going out of our community, and the people who are spending money, our local residents, our friends and neighbors, who are currently enjoying these benefits now are forced to spend more money on things they didn't need to before, which hurts our local economy, because instead of them having more money to put back into shopping and hitting local events, now they're paying more for health insurance. And, you know, that's a bad thing.
Stop and Shop President Mark McGowan described the situation as, quote, a challenging time, and said he stands behind the company's offer to the union. He wrote in a statement that, quote, our offer provides pay increases for all associates, excellent health coverage with deductibles that would not change, increased contributions to the employee pension plans, and no changes in paid time off or holidays for current associates. Stop and Shop has created a webpage that posts daily updates on the negotiations. May says the union is prepared to strike
as long as it takes. We are offering to take no concessions from Stop and Shop or Ahold Delhaize.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.